Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, January 4th, 2019. Today is World Braille Day. Last year, more people than ever before traveled from Berlin's congested Tegel Airport at 22 million passengers. Airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup said the growth trend of the capital's airports was unbroken and that passenger numbers at Tegel fell only in 2017, after Air Berlin, the largest airline there, filed for bankruptcy. In the meantime, EasyJet, Eurowings, Laudamotion, and others have filled the gap. However, Lütke-Doldrup contradicted assumptions that the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport, or BER, will not be sufficient for the growing number of passengers, stating that, quote, "At BER, we will start with a capacity for 22 to 27 million passengers in the main terminal and another 6 million in Terminal 2. The new airport is scheduled to go into operation in October of 2020, and Tegel will close 6 months later at the latest. However, the airport, which is close to the city center, has already had to hold out longer than originally planned because the opening of the future capital airport, BER, has been a long time coming since 2011. Schönefeld Airport, on the other hand, will remain in operation for another 5 years. The number of passengers there fell slightly last year from 12.9 million to 12.7 million. The two Berlin airports recorded a total of 34.7 million passengers. As of July, 1,000 long-term unemployed people in Berlin can receive the Solidarity Basic Income, or SBU. According to the Senate Chancellery, work is being carried out behind the scenes on the final steps towards implementing this project, which is unique in Germany, and talks are being held with employment agencies. This month, the third working meeting will take place, and it's planned that the concept will be ready by the end of February. This is an attempt by Michael Müller of the SPD to set social democratic accents whereby long-term unemployed people are placed in jobs that are subject to social insurance with a minimum wage at the state level, voluntarily, full-time, and indefinitely. However, Müller's pilot project has nothing in common with the unconditional basic income, which is a salary that is not linked to work. Around 80 different jobs, which are currently being defined in the work groups, are to be created in municipalities, municipal companies, and nonprofit organizations for the long-term unemployed. The prerequisite? These new jobs must not replace any existing jobs. In the course of the 5-year pilot project, part-time models will also be offered for single parents. 40,000 people are currently eligible. These are people who are on the threshold of Hartz IV after 1 year of unemployment, but also those who have been unemployed for longer. According to the German Institute for Economic Research, in this program, a single person would have 234 euros more available per month than with Hartz IV. The solidarity-based basic income is supposed to be an alternative to Hartz IV in Berlin. The federal government, which so far has not wanted to support the project financially, views the capital's solo attempt with a mixture of suspicion and indifference, because Berlin has to pay the costs out of its own pocket, a maximum of 38.7 million euros annually. Müller told the Berliner Zeitung that the Berlin SPD is very committed to overcoming Hartz IV with new instruments, and rarely has a new idea been so positively received by the party, stating that, quote, "The entire debate about a basic income and a fundamental Hartz reform was triggered by this." In the Red-Red-Green coalition in Berlin, Müller gets support for his model project, but with restrictions. Udo Wolf, leader of the left-wing parliamentary group, said that he welcomed the project, but found it a pity that it could only be offered to so few people. Silke Gebel, leader of the Green parliamentary group, explained that it was necessary to take a very close look at how the solidarity-based basic income would ultimately be structured so that there would be no duplication. The leader of the CDU parliamentary group in the opposition, Burkhard Dregger, considers the idea, quote, wrong, because people who have been unemployed for only 1 year still have a good chance of being integrated into the labor market. The Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce is also of the opinion that the solidarity-based basic income withdraws people too early from the first labor market. Political scientist and poverty researcher Christoph Butterwege calls Müller's project a, quote, step forward, but also added not an alternative to Hartz IV and that the entire system has to be reformed and Hartz IV has to be overcome. The solidarity-based basic income is neither sufficient nor the right instrument. Nevertheless, he added that Müller's idea was, quote, better than nothing, and that, quote, it would be even better, however, if not only minimum wages, but also collectively agreed wages were paid. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic is calling for more staff for her agency, stating that, quote, we need significantly more jobs in the 2020-2021 budget to cope with the tasks in the city. Slovic did not want to commit herself to a specific number, however. According to reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, the number of uniformed police officers and the police force has fallen since the year 2000, from around 18,000 to around 16,400 by the end of 2015. There are currently 17,000 police officers, of whom more than 6,000 will retire in the next 5 years. Leading police officers and some domestic politicians consider a number of 19,000 police officers necessary. Slovic cited the fight against Islamist terror and criminal Arab structures as examples of special challenges, as well as the accompaniment of now 5,000 demonstrations in Berlin per year. In order to find new recruits, Slovic stated that, quote, there is an idea of addressing Europeans who are already in Germany via social media, young people who already know German and can be reached. French, Spanish, and Italians live in Berlin who could be referred to a career perspective as a German police officer. In a second stage, in a kind of pilot project and in consultation with other European countries, Slovic said that young people could also be approached there and then made fit with German courses in Berlin, stressing that it would have to be planned carefully. Approximately 40% of the candidates in the training years for the Middle Police Service have a migration background. In addition to equipment, Slovic still sees a need for improvement in payment as an incentive. An additional problem? The training centers are running at full capacity now and could not train more staff for the middle and upper service. In its 10-year-long existence, the Berlin Wall Foundation has reached more than 8 million visitors with its memorials. Last year alone, over 1 million people came to the Wall Memorial on Bernauer Straße, a record, as the foundation announced on Thursday. In addition to the Berlin Wall Memorial, the foundation also owns the Marienfelde Emergency Reception Camp Memorial and, since August of 2017, the Gunter Litvin Memorial. Litvin was shot dead a few days after the wall was built while attempting to escape. Since November of 2018, the foundation also takes care of the East Side Gallery. The Berlin Wall Foundation began its work in January of 2009. On the occasion of the anniversary, Minister of State for Culture Monika Grütters of the CDU stressed that the foundation, with its historical and authentic memorials and places of learning, had established itself as a, quote, extremely important partner in coming to terms with the SED dictatorship. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.